Grief can be a paralyzing time, especially in the life of a young person. It can be so overwhelming that the griever is confused on how to move forward. Stay tuned. Today we'll be doing the second half of how to assist young people in the grieving process after loss, separation, or death. Welcome to Grandparenting Today. This is Sue Zimmerman. We're here in the Cromer Mashburn Family Studios at WMKV 89.3 FM and streaming on the internet at WMKVFM.org. My guest today, as last week, is Tanya Kilgore, author of The Grief Recovery Kit, A Young Person's Guide Through the Journey of Grief. Tanya has a Bachelor of Science degree in Rehabilitation Studies and a Certificate of Master's degree in Holistic Nutrition. She currently works in the fitness industry. With only a minor in psychology, Tanya is neither a grief counselor nor an expert in the field. However, from personal loss, divorce, and the death of her beloved father, she has experienced and worked through grief of many kinds. She lives with her husband and their two daughters in the Texas Hill Country. Her son is a Houston firefighter, and her oldest daughter and son-in-law also live in Texas. Today is our second session here on this wonderful book, The Grief Recovery Kit, A Young Person's Guide Through the Journey of Grief. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you, Sue. It's so good to be back.
Yes, and I want to do, just in case some of our listeners did not hear you last week, I want to just do a little overview. First, last week, we had a little answer from you about your personal life and how that impacted and influenced you in writing this book. I'd appreciate if you could just share that briefly.
Yes, I realized after the death of my father, he was very close to me and he was a huge life force for me. And after the death of my father, I not only started grieving his loss, but I kind of plummeted into depression and was actually just gripped there, paralyzed there, and didn't know how to move forward because I was also started to grieve different situations in my life that I hadn't dealt with. And it was actually after I came out of this and started kind of searching for help for myself and help for my children that I realized that there really wasn't the help that I was looking for, and that was that practical help. That I needed someone to tell me, what do I do next? What can I do to move forward? And that's where this book came from, is so I could actually help other people, and especially young people, not to just stay stagnant in that grief. And I'm talking about grief of any kind, not
sure.
just death.
Grief from moving, grief from all kinds of issues that we have that hit us smack in the face in life, right?
Oh, yes. And if not dealt with, then those, you know, so-called smaller griefs can actually compound, and then they will show back up, and just like it did after the death of my father.
You have wonderful graphics in this book, and give me an overview. Just highlight a little bit what this contains. And I know you can't cover it all, but, you know, I'm looking and I'm seeing a darling little kid. I just want my daddy back. And, you know, there's so many different issues in here that cover grief of all kinds, you know, regrets and the what ifs and so on we'll talk about. But share with us just an overview of what this grief recovery kit contains.
Exactly. It's called a kit because there's different components in this book. There's ABCs for caregivers of different kinds of grievers. There's four stories of loss, and not just about death. There is death. There's two teenagers that lose their life to a drunk driver. There's a little boy struggling with how to say goodbye to his pet that he had to take and be put to sleep at the veterinarian. So, and there's also not only these death and profound losses, but what about divorce and moving and changes that teenagers go through? There's also a story about that. There's 40 activities that I think are very important in this book, and those are the activities that I feel will get that griever moving. And the reason it's called for a young person's guide through the journey of grief is because I designed this book because there was nothing out there for them, nothing. And that's where I came up with the idea to intrigue them with these 130 full-color photographs, mm-hmm. graphics, and quotes, mm-hmm. and prayers, and even scriptures. But there's different things that they can grab a hold of in little pieces. They don't have to read a whole black and white book at one time. They can open right. the book and just do one activity, read one story.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also blank personal pages for journaling mm-hmm. that they can write there through words or even drawings. Mm-hmm. I thoroughly, I'm always impressing on the young people, let it out on paper, whatever you're feeling, through those drawings and through those words. I think that's huge for young people.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, at the end of last week, when I realized this book is just too good and we just didn't get through so many, as I read it, questions I wanted to ask you that you cover in the book, one of the really big ones, I think, is the whole forgiveness and how that's so essential. Would you, I know we covered that a little bit last week, but I think that maybe would be a good starting point.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I don't think we could really talk about this enough because, in my opinion, this is the biggest roadblock.
Sure it is. Mm-hmm.
It is the one that just will stop you in your journey. You cannot progress any farther. There has to be forgiveness for so many different reasons, whether it's to the person you feel responsible for your loss, or the person who died, or the person who left, or even yourself.
Yourself, sure.
Things that you could have done, should have mm-hmm. done, mm-hmm. you know, didn't say, did say. It doesn't matter. Those things need to be forgiven so you can move on. And I believe that we talked about last time about the prison, that no one else is in that prison except you. You mm-hmm. are the one that is stagnant. You are the one that stands behind the bars and cannot fulfill your life in the purposes that you need to. You are stuck. So that is truly the biggest roadblock and the one that I encourage. And, you know, forgiveness cannot be done. Okay, say today we're going to open up and we're going to work on forgiveness. It mm-hmm. cannot necessarily be settled in one sitting.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But I highly recommend getting started on it.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest components of that whole thing that I learned, and I have not had to live it yet, and I hope I can remember in my head, not my feelings, is that it is an act of will or an act of obedience, you know, in the Christian manner, to forgive. It doesn't depend on feelings. And, you know, Corrie ten Boom is someone that just brought that home to me when the prisoner guard who had marched many of her friends and her sister to the gas chamber came up to her after the war when God asked her to speak on forgiveness and said, "Fraulein, will you forgive me?" And she said, "My hand weighed 1,000 pounds or something." You know, it's been many years since I read it, but she said, "There is no way that hand at my side would ever come up and join his hand on my own feelings, because I hated him. But I knew God had said, if you take the first step and you do what I command you to do," and he does say that, and she raised her hand with much difficulty and put it in his, and it was like at that moment God flooded her with forgiveness for him. But it took that first sort of step of faith, you know, step of obedience, step of will to say, I have to do that, like you say, or otherwise you're just bitter or you're in prison your whole life.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that without that supernatural support, I couldn't have forgiven my abuser that I encountered early in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And other people in my life who had done me wrong, without Jesus encouraging mm-hmm. me and standing by me and saying, yeah, I'm going to give you the strength, I'm going to help you, but you've got to make that first choice.
Right.
That was hard for me, but it did come. I can tell you, there's so many people, including myself, that said, if I forgive this person, that makes it okay.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm condoning it. You are not condoning an action. You are forgiving so you can go on peacefully. We may know it's a commandment as a Christian, and that also adds to that struggle.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
you
it
need
does.
To make that first step that seems impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a friend whose sister was murdered, and she speaks on forgiveness.
Wow.
And that was mind-boggling to me.
Mm-hmm.
She actually went to the prison and let him know her sister's murderer, let him know that she had forgiven him.
Mm-hmm.
That strength, I believe, comes from a supernatural
right.
support.
Right.
I do.
Right.
I can't imagine in the natural forgiving
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But now she lives in joy and, mm-hmm. and she lives in total freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's able to help other people. So
mm-hmm.
I say work on that, pray about that, and make that initial. I do know that the first time that I said, I forgive whoever,
mm-hmm.
it didn't sound real convincing.
No.
But it was my first step, and
sure.
it did come.
Sure.
It
and
truly
it's good the way you've lived it, and you can empathize, and you can say, you know, it takes maybe more than one step. It's doesn't happen immediately, but if you're working on it, it's going to get you out of prison, and it's going to make you the person that you, you know, are intended to be. So, yeah, that's just so important. Tanya, you know, you write that fear can be a normal reaction resulting from tragedy or loss, you know, death of a loved one. And a lot of times goes the whole panic and anxiety issues when you realize that, you know, the bottom fell out and all of a sudden things are so different. What helps drive those fears away?
Personally, I believe the first thing you need to do is identify the fears. And I like to write everything down. I like to journal that. It doesn't matter if you're writing them down, speaking them out loud, alone, or talking to someone else. Identify those fears. Because sometimes we find out that some are real and some are perceived. They really don't even exist, but
mm-hmm.
they can cause the same anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So they do need to be identified so especially as caregivers, we can help those who are anxious. Maybe we can even settle some of those fears that are perceived and not real.
Mm-hmm.
But in life, there are a lot of real dangers and real fears and unknowns. But I think those can even be relieved. I also, once again, believe in that power of prayer. I do believe that there's comfort when you ask. It will come, but you need to present it, look at it, deal with it, and pray about it.
Yeah, yeah. What about things like what ifs or regrets? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, this can be another huge roadblock
in
this recovery. Once again, I totally believe you need to identify what are those things that you're holding on to. You're saying, but what if? Well, you cannot change the past.
Mm-hmm.
The past is gone. So identify what are those things, those stumbling blocks that are holding you back and tripping you up. Identify them and discuss them once again. But then you have to release them. You can't keep looking back on those what ifs and regrets, because I guarantee you none of us go through this life without saying something and doing
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of action that we regret, there will be regrets, whether it's on our part or someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to let those go and release them. And when we do, we turn around and we move forward. We let go of that. I know a lot of people, it's hard for them to let go of that old life and the past. But you can never successfully fulfill your future if you keep looking back. You're going to stumble. So I say once again, this book, I just really want to reiterate that it's a tool. It's a tool for communication, and this is a perfect example of that. Identify those what-ifs and regrets and talk to someone in your support system about that. Talk to someone you trust and let them know how you're feeling about that so you can move forward.
I'm going to stop right now. I want to let our listeners know this is the sort of the second half of a very special program that I did last week and today, the Grief Recovery Kit, A Young Person's Guide Through the Journey of Grief. The author is Tanya Kilgore, and the photography is by Amanda Marie Harrison. Beautiful photography in this book, too. And I'd like, Tanya, for you, I'm excited about something that I saw on YouTube, and I'd like you to share. It was beautiful, and I'd like you to share that. Everybody loves YouTube, and those listening ought to upload this and take a look at it.
Oh, I'm glad you liked this because I'm super excited about this. I am. It's a 3-minute video that all the kids and anyone can go and search. And I do know how important YouTube is today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, social media and all the videos and videography. The kids can go to this and see for themselves the trailer for the book. But more than just that trailer for the book, I believe that there is a feeling that the viewer will get.
Yes.
That anyone experiencing grief will feel. And I think you know what I'm talking about. I chose a song from a very talented musician, Tyler Lee. This is a song from his up-and-coming CD, and it's So Nobody's Heard This, and I fell in love with it because of the beauty of this song. And I think you feel the song along with the words that you're reading, and I think you feel uplifted by the that the video is over.
Mm-hmm. I had to go back and watch it again because it's the music and the whole video is just wonderful. I just hope you have millions of people seeing that.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. I do. I want this to get out there because I do think that there is hope and encouragement at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that. And I think that it's also a feeling that will be felt, just not cognitive as you read the words and see the visuals and the beautiful mm-hmm. photography, as you said, from Amanda, but also you feel that music and that it's heartfelt music.
Yeah.
And it's super uplifting.
It is. And I love it that maybe it'll reach other people that could benefit wonderfully from this book. And so many times, young people, when you mentioned losing a pet, I thought, well, my granddaughter wants to be a veterinarian and they have a couple dogs and she's just absolutely in love with these dogs. And I think, well, you know, that would be a big grief for her. Nothing's wrong with the dogs right now, but you know, that this covers all kinds of grief and ways to help kids deal with it and to be a good person to come alongside someone and help them. So thank you for writing it. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And I hope that the young people will utilize this book trailer to get them started. And all they have to do is go to YouTube and just type in that search, Grief Recovery Kit, and it will come up. And I hope that they will share it.
Mm-hmm.
And that parents will go look and grandparents will go look. And if they like it, they need to share it.
Right.
To share it with anyone they know of any age so we can pass this on and let those kids know that we've got something for them. And I say kids, but, you know, I reiterate again, the information's for any griever.
It is.
But I think the graphics is what we're really trying to reel those kids in. And with the simplicity of the information,
mm-hmm.
kids don't want to be bogged down with a bunch of fluff.
Right. You know, one thing you discussed that I just think when there's grief involved, that it's so difficult to care about yourself. And talk a little bit about staying healthy and how easy it is to just ignore all of that through, I mean, who cares? When it happens to me, I can't eat.
Oh, absolutely. The opposite, well, sort of happened to me as I was plummeted into that depression for 8 months. I didn't care. As horrible as that sounds, I have 4 children that I adore and a husband that I adore and a life that I adored, but I couldn't find the strength to care about anything, especially me.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could do was sit on what we called this double wide. It says Chase Lounge, but it was mm-hmm. double wide. And so me and the dog sat there for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't eat anything but Lucky Charms. That's total true story. Lucky Charms, Everything else made me sick to the thought of it. Mm. Well, I gained 20 pounds.
Oh,
and when
gosh.
I finally went to the doctor, all of my blood work was outrageous. And he told me I was in heart attack and stroke levels.
Oh.
Liver enzymes were whacked out. You name it. I had put myself in a very bad way. And it is easy to neglect yourself, and I am adamant about this. Everyone, no matter what your age, please take care of yourself. And that's where these activities come in, that I ask you to get up and take a walk and get up and fix you some good food instead of the snack foods, because you don't realize it at the time. You're actually making your grieving situation worse.
Sure.
And when you do not eat properly, you do not sleep enough, and you do not get the appropriate exercise, your body cannot even attempt to fight and attack that grief. It's too weak. And so it just becomes a vicious cycle. That's huge for me, is to take care of yourself. And you may say, you know what, I don't want to, I don't care. Take that initial small step and just get out of the house. Take a walk.
Now, looking back on your own feelings, if I said to you as a good friend that maybe would be allowed to say it, how about come with me and help at the food kitchen, or, you know, something where, like the great psychiatrist said, get up out of your bed, you know, get dressed, go across the railroad tracks and help someone in need. You know, you obviously had four kids to care for, so you were barely probably able to do that. But, you know, I have a friend who's lost a husband, and honestly, she doesn't care about these things because she'd rather join him. You know, at that
absolutely.
Point, you know, in the beginning, I mean,
at that point, you're not thinking clearly. And I'll tell you how my family enabled me, and don't think that I'm blaming them at all.
Mm-hmm.
They were so sorry I'd lost my dad, and they knew what it meant to me. And even my husband wouldn't have said a word to me because he didn't want to hurt me anymore. But actually, it was my mother one day, after 8 months, and then she got this report back, you know, from the doctor of how bad I've been treating myself, and she could see it. I had been sitting there 8 months in my dad's T-shirt, and she literally stood up and said, I am so sick and tired of seeing you in your daddy's clothes. Get up and do something.
Mm.
Well, that was...
Well, she had the right to say that.
Exactly. It
sure.
was mind-boggling
sure.
at first, and then as soon as those words were out of her mouth, my husband stands up and says, yes, yes.
Aww.
And then everyone, they missed me. I didn't realize, it wasn't so much of the inconvenience I was causing them, they missed me.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw that I was deteriorating into something that was not productive, not happy anymore. So it's what you call tough love.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought tough love on me, and I did make a change. I did get up. The process was slow. You get up, that's the first thing you do, is literally get up.
Yeah.
So if you see someone struggling, I definitely urge you to give them that invitation. Moms can get away with a lot, so I wouldn't necessarily recommend you handling it the way my mother did.
Mm-hmm.
The invitations,
yes,
the encouragement
yeah.
are so necessary.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Tanya, we have 4 minutes left, and I want to be sure our listeners realize that you have a wonderful new book trailer on YouTube, and for them to go and just enter Grief Recovery Kit, and it'll come up, and every single person of any age will be uplifted. It's beautiful. The book is The Grief Recovery Kit, A Young Person's Guide Through the Journey of Grief, and the author is Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, Kilgore, K-I-L-G-O-R-E. It's a wonderful book. And do you have a website, too?
I do. I have a website. It's www.griefrecoverykit.com.
Okay.
And also I have a grief recovery blog there. There's lots of information, even a free download. So I want y'all to be able to check that out and connect with me on Facebook. I would love to get some feedback on the book,
mm-hmm.
to actually talk to the listeners. I would love to connect with them. I would love to hear what they think about the trailer. And hopefully that will lead them to the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have told you this even before on the last time. My mother has chosen to give this book in lieu of flowers in any situation of loss, even accidents and injuries. Loss, death, mm-hmm. I believe that that's something that we could turn to and
yes.
see if that's an option also.
That's right. We just have a couple minutes left, and I would like you to just, you know, your final words. Speak to someone out there that's struggling or someone who has a grandchild that they know is struggling. What would you like to say in these last couple minutes?
I don't want you to walk away. I don't want you to think that it's going to go away on its own. I want you to become an active partner with that child, with that griever, no matter what the age of that griever. Let them know that you're there. And don't try to say the perfect words in any situation, because there's not necessarily perfect words, but to let them know that you are there to support them. Even if it's just a hug, if it's handing them this book and saying, I'm here, let them know that you care and that you're going to hold their hand along this journey. It's a tough one, but I promise that there is a brighter future out there, one that's so full of hope. And I know that these kids can go on to fulfill their purpose if they can put this all this grief behind them.
That's beautiful. Again, the Grief Recovery Kit, A Young Person's Guide Through the Journey of Grief. It is really touched me at grandma's age, but it's for anyone. But specifically, Tanya has written this for the young people. And she has YouTube and website and all of these things. And I'm just so thrilled that you are my guest. Thank you for two programs to help so many people out there and a wonderful book.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank
okay.
you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye, Tanya.
Bye-bye.
And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Grandparenting Today. We'll see you next week.